Each fall, I stand before 30 students, take roll, explain procedure, and officially begin the semester by saying, "Don't try this at school." I am an SAT teacher. My classroom shares space in the Cupertino Strip Mall with a Happy Donuts, a Moxibustion Clinic, and four other test prep companies. My hours are after-school hours. My students are also someone else's students, and they rush into class, backpack straining, fast food dinners in crumpled paper bags. They quickly settle down and wait for the work of learning to commence. But what does the person in the front of the room say? Unheard of things. Things like, don't read the passage, quantity over quality, memorize, skim, skip. There is always a right answer. No wonder the SAT is so unpopular, even among those who teach it. Still, this SAT season, I find myself thinking about what I do with new possibility. This perspective was provided by my 3-year-old daughter, Emma, who declared, "You're not a real teacher." That, I suddenly realized, was the key. As a counterfeit teacher, I am not bound by the very real politics and policies, headaches and heartaches of a California educator. I am free not to conform to traditional education. In fact, there's something worthwhile in the motley mix of SAT skills students must master. Endurance, persistence, even penmanship. Performance under pressure, the definition of partisan. Plus, the Friday before test day, teacher brings donuts. And if donuts aren't enough, at least I'm confident that at semester's end, my students will head off for the rest of their lives having read a snippet of Didion or Marquez, having considered whether they really want to be engineers, like Dad, and having mastered, once and for all, the difference between stationary with an A versus an E. With a perspective, I'm Yoon Choi.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.